Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. This is a story, boys and girls, about how Donald Trump's world could end, not with a bang, but a whimper. It's a balmy September day in Washington when John Kelly bursts into the Oval Office to blurt, "Mr. President, Robert Mueller is here. He wants to speak with you." "What?" says the president. "We told him I don't have to talk to him. I'm the president. He can't make me." "Yes, sir. He doesn't want to discuss the investigation. He says it's over. It's shutting down today, and he's here to say goodbye." "Oh, good. Well, then, bring him in." Robert Mueller enters, wheeling a suitcase full of papers. "Mr. President, my work is concluded, and I thought it appropriate to show you the results." He opens the suitcase and lifts out a couple of 2-foot stacks of papers. "These are the summaries of indictments returned by a federal grand jury in the District of Columbia, charging you with 72 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, money laundering, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit these crimes, and obstruction of justice." "See," says the president, "there was no collusion. And you can't indict a president." "Well," replies Mueller, "I think you've been misinformed on both counts. There was plenty of collusion. But in most cases, you can't prosecute stupid. As for indicting a sitting president, we can and we will, because this is a republic in which no man is above the law. But we recognize that it's going to be a long fight, and that's why I brought some other things to show you." "These," and he hauls out 3 1-foot stacks of papers, "are indictments returned against your son, Don Jr., and your daughter, Ivanka, and your son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Same crimes: tax evasion, bank fraud, money laundering for Russian criminals, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice. Each of these individuals is facing 40 to 60 years in prison, and none of them can claim to be a sitting president. By the way, sir, if you did somehow convince the Supreme Court that a sitting president is immune to prosecution, there will be FBI agents waiting for you at the foot of the dais the day your successor is sworn in. But here's what we're prepared to suggest. You seem upset by the prospect of your family going to prison. And by the way, we've found enough irregularities in Melania's immigration status to deport her. And I understand that any father and husband would want to protect his family. So here's what you do, sir. You present your letter of resignation to the Secretary of State by close of business tomorrow. And all of this goes away. We will agree to null pros all of these indictments, and we will consider it a good deal for the United States." And that, boys and girls, was Donald Trump's last day at work as president. Then, Mr. Mueller went to see Vice President Mike Pence. But that's a story for another night. Good night, boys and girls. Sweet dreams. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.